父老弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们这个月是教会的宣教月。
October is our missions month.
为什么要有一个宣教月呢？就是主要提供在这个月当中，我们提醒弟兄姐妹，我们每个神的孩子，我们都是福音的见证人，我们有责任来传讲基督的福音。
Why do we have a missions month? It is a reminder for all of us, as children of God, they were called to preach the gospel.
教会举行这样的一个宣教育，不是说要让弟兄姐妹知道教会有一个活动而已，而是让神的话在我们心中来不断提醒我们，让我们晓得教会为什么要成为一个宣教的教会。
So the mission month is just not to advertising other activity that the church has, but to remind us that we need to have the word of God in ourselves and then be able to preach that.
在这一个月都有五个星期，那我们在讲道以后，教会有一些宣教士，我们支持的宣教士在我们中间，他们举行一些宣教的报告。还有呢，我们中间有些弟兄姐妹在某一个时候，或者是在他的生活当中，有些宣教的见证，跟弟兄姐妹来分享。
So for the next 5 weeks, we'll have missionaries coming here and give us a ministry report. We'll also have brothers and sisters to witness for Christ and to share their testimony.
所以求主能使用我们这个教会，在这个地方真的成为一个传福音、建造门徒的教会。
I pray that God will use our church to build disciples and to share the gospel.
一个教会一定要成为一个传福音的教会，一个不传福音的教会，它不是一个真正的教会。
A church must preach the word of God. If a church does not evangelize, does not spread the gospel, it is not a church.
基督在升天之前告诉门徒说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
When Jesus Christ ascended to the heaven, he said,Go and make disciples of all nations.
他奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
把我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
弟兄姐妹，看到这些经文里的主说，你们去使万民做我的门徒，要宣告福音。
When you go to make disciples, you're proclaiming the gospel.
那不仅仅是宣告。要让他们受洗归入耶稣基督的名下，知道他为什么要成为主的门徒。
But not just proclaiming the gospel, but you're baptizing them in the name of the Father.
但不仅仅成为一个门徒，而教导他们遵守上帝的道，把上帝道的活出来。
So we're not just inviting them to church, having them get baptized, but we're also teaching them the word of God, so they'll mature in Christ.
所以基督给我们应许说，这样做，神与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And the promise from Jesus Christ is that when we do these, He is with us through the end of the age.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天在这聚集的时候，我们每个人要明白，上帝是一个 missional God. God is a missional God.
So when we get out here, we're reminded.
上帝他差遣他的儿子来到这个世界。So God is a missional God. Jesus is a missional Christ. And the church,Should be missional. Oh,
要翻成中文
吗？好，对不起。上帝差遣他的儿子来到这个世界，那耶稣基督差遣他的使徒向世界传福音，就教会有一个使命，在这个世界当中传讲上帝的道。
Just like Christ was on a mission, the church is called to be on a mission as well.
传福音不仅仅是耶稣基督给使徒们的吩咐。
It's not just a mission to the disciples, the apostles that follow Christ.
今天也不仅仅是给我们教会中一部分人来传福音。
Or just to a selective few in the church.
是耶稣的门徒也都有传福音的责任。
But to all those who follow Christ, all those who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior.
我们每个人来到教会当中，来到这个世界，神都给了你一个使命。
When we came to this earth and we were born, God has given us, each one of us, a calling.
所以让我们在这个世界上成为他的见证人。
A calling to be his witness on this earth.
我们每个人都享受上帝给我们许多的恩典。
We've all received blessings from God.
神让我们成为他的儿女。
We became his children.
神要把天上永恒的基业赐给我们。
We have the inheritance from his kingdom.
但是今天神要告诉我们说，你有一个使命，你有一个责任，在这个世界当中成为基督的见证。
But God's telling us today we have a calling to witness for him.
从来不要小看你做的见证。
Don't ever underestimate who you can be and what God can use you for.
安德烈只领了一个人归主。
Andrew only brought one person to God.
那个人是彼得。
That person was Peter.
可是彼得带了千千万万人归主。
And Peter brought thousands to God.
以前的芝加哥有一个 Ezra Kimball 是一个主日学的老师，只带一个人归主。
In Chicago, there was Ezra Kimball, who's a Sunday school teacher.
这个人就是 Moody.
And Moody, and he, one of his students became a Christian, and his name was Moody.
这个 Moody 带了千千万万人归主。
Moody brought thousands, tens of thousands of people to Christ.
今天你不知道你会带什么样的人归主。
Never know who you can bring to God.
这个人可能将来有一天被神大大的使用，要带你千千万万人归主。
It might be just one person, but that person can be a blessing, a great blessing to others.
所以求主提醒我们，每个人都要成为一个基督福音的见证人。
So pray that God reminds us that we're all vessels of God, that we can preach the gospel.
那弟兄姐妹，刚才我们读的经文大部分是从《使徒行传》来的。
The verses that we read was mostly from Acts.
那如果你要是要寻找人生意义的话，你去读《传道书》。
If you're trying to figure out the meaning of life, go read Ecclesiastes. Yeah.
Okay.如果你是刚刚信耶稣的，刚刚领受耶稣基督福音的人，你应该好好读读约翰福音。
If you're a new Christian, then you should read John.
如果你不知道怎么祷告，你要好好去读读诗篇。
If you don't know how to pray, you can read songs.
如果你是知道教会是什么，你好好读读以弗所书。
If you want to know what church is all about, you can read Ephesians.
但你要知道宣教传福音是什么样的一回事。你读的《使徒行传》。
If you want to know missions, if you want to know evangelizing, read Acts.
这几天我在读《使徒行传》，我发现《使徒行传》里头啊，你找不到眼泪，你找不到悲伤，找不到消沉。
When you read Acts, you don't see tears, you don't see depression, you don't see lack of hope.
使徒行传你看到有监牢，有嘲笑。有鞭打，有砍头。
Even though the whole book was filled with persecution, mockery, imprisonment, execution,
但就在这样的环境当中，你找不到眼泪，找不到悲伤，找不到绝望。相反的，使徒行传充满了得胜，充满了喜乐。
But it's in this sort of environment you see that their lives are filled with victory, filled with joy, filled with the work of God.
知道为什么吗？
You know why?
因为圣灵充满在他们中间。
Because the Holy Spirit is in them.
他知道耶稣基督是真的从死里复活了。
Because they know that Christ has risen from the dead.
圣经所讲的耶稣基督那个预言中所成就的耶稣基督在耶稣基督身上已经成就。耶稣基督是真正的上帝的儿子。
The prophecy came true that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was resurrected.
所以今天我要跟弟兄姐妹来分享使徒们在传扬福音的时候有几个重要的因素来提醒我们今天怎么成为福音的见证人。
So I want to share with you a few points, a few elements in their life of how they witness for God.
当我们向人传福音的时候，我们要明白什么是福音。
Well, first of all, you need to know what is gospel.
福音是耶稣基督，耶稣基督就是福音。
So the gospel, the good news is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the good news.
如果耶稣基督只是死在十字架上，那是个 bad news, not a good news at all.
If Christ died and then that was the end of it, then it's a bad news.
所以福音是耶稣基督，耶稣基督是福音，这个耶稣基督是复活的基督。
The good news is that he's a resurrected God.
所以使徒们传福音的第一个要素来告诉你，我们传讲的做见证的是耶稣基督是复活的基督。
So the gospel that the apostle and the disciples preach is that the Jesus Christ that we witness is a person, a God that resurrected.
所以请弟兄姐妹你翻开使徒行传第二章三十二节。
If you turn into Acts chapter 2 verse 32,
这是说这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witness of the fact.
还有三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
他说你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都为这事情做见证。
You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witness of this.
还有四章三十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 33.
使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活。众人也都蒙大恩。
With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them.
所以弟兄姐妹，传福音不是告诉你说，福音能使你成为一个道德高尚的人。
The gospel is not teaching you morality.
Yes, 福音能使你成为一个高尚的人。
It'll make you a good person, that's not wrong.
但它不是福音的核心。
But that's not the core of the message.
福音的核心是告诉你耶稣基督死了他又复活了。
The message of the cross is that Christ died and resurrected.
彼得以前不相信。
Peter didn't believe.
保罗也不相信。
Paul didn't believe.
但复活的基督逮住了他们，抓住了他们。
But the resurrected Christ had a hold of them.
没有耶稣的复活，没有使徒。
If there is no resurrection, there is no apostles, no disciples.
没有复活，没有宣教。
There's no mission.
没有教会。
No church.
没有圣经。
There's no Bible.
也没有基督教。
There's no Christianity.
但耶稣基督复活以后抓住了保罗，逮住了彼得，使他们成为复活的见证人。
But because of the resurrection of Christ, Jesus took a hold of Peter and Paul, and they witnessed for God.
哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
你知道哥林多前书大概是写于公元前五十年。左右六十年不到。
Corinthians probably written 50 AD.
那个时候大概是主耶稣复活以后不到二十年，二十多一年年。
Maybe about 20 years after Jesus has resurrected.
那保罗怎么说？保罗说，我都可以直接给你们听哈。这是保罗在哥林多前书第十五章十三节上面三节上面说，我当日所领受传给你们的，第一就是耶稣基督照圣经所说为我们罪死了。而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且行给基法看，行给使徒看，最后行给我看。
So if you read chapter 15 verse 1-3, it says, Now brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you're saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you believe in vain. For what I received I pass on to you as of first importance.That Christ died for our sin according to the scriptures.
使徒们只有一个信息可传，那个信息就是耶稣基督是复活的救主。
They only have one message that Jesus Christ is resurrected.
他们就是复活的见证人。
And they're witness for that.
我为什么要提这样的一个信息？
Why am I preaching this message this Sunday?
你传福音的时候，你要知道，你要传讲什么样的信息。
You need to know what you're preaching about.
你对你所传讲的真理有没有 confidence?
Do you have confidence in what you're preaching?
使徒们在见证耶稣复活的时候，他不是搞一套理论来欺骗众人。
They're not coming out with a theory, a hypothesis, or even a lie to convince people.
哦，耶稣死了，让我们现在制造一个理论来骗所有人说耶稣复活了。
There's no point for them to come out with a lie.
你知道有些人攻击基督教人就说哦，这些使徒们的欺骗人都是说耶稣复活了。
Some people might argue that, you know, these apostles are just lying to get people into what they're believing.
但你想一想，如果有欺骗人，他一定有个目的在，要得到什么利益？他有个目标，有个想法，有个目的，他来欺骗你。
If you think about it, if they have to lie, they must have some personal gain behind it. What is that personal gain?
使徒们什么也得不着。
There's nothing to gain here.
他们传福音，被嘲笑，被鞭打，被囚禁，被砍头。
When they talk about the resurrection of Christ, all they got was mockery, persecution, and even death.
所有的使徒都为主殉道，只有一个老约翰，寿终正寝，最后是囚禁在巴莫海岛。
All the apostles died for Christ. Only John was prisoned until he died of old age.
如果耶稣没有复活，告诉你复活，是这个一些合伙说他复活了，然后被一个谎言去舍命，你愿意吗？
Would you ever die for such a lie?
你从来有没有见过十几个人同时有个计谋，可是这十几个人始终维持这个谎言，直到他们生命的结束，你见过这样的一群人吗？
I'm sure you have never seen some group of people that have a lie and they all die for it. That's just not possible.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，使徒们在传讲福音、传讲耶稣基督的时候，他们对复活有绝对的把握，对永恒有绝对的把握。
So when the apostles talk about the resurrection of Christ, they have assurance, they have confidence in resurrection in eternity.
耶稣基督复活，让使徒们非常的清楚，在此生以外有一个永生。
They're confident that in their temporary life, there's eternity, there's kingdom of heaven that's prepared.
在时间之外有永恒，在这个时间以外有上帝的世界，在这个国度以外有上帝的国度。
There's eternity, there's kingdom of God that's outside of this time and this place.
复活让他们知道耶稣基督是 my God, my Lord.
Resurrection, tell them that Jesus Christ is their Lord and their God.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天你为什么而活？彼得、保罗、众使徒，他们被复活的主抓住以后，知道永恒是真实的，上帝的国是真实的，那永恒的生命是真实的。
What are you living for today? Paul and Peter, they're living for Christ, knowing that the kingdom of heaven is real, resurrection is real.
所以彼得本来是可以成一个很好的渔夫，他可以成为渔业公司的 CEO， 但当知道耶稣基督是真正复活救主的时候，他宁愿砍头来宣讲这位复活的救主。
Peter was an awesome fisherman. He can probably start his own business and start his chain. But when he know that Christ is the resurrected God, he gave up everything that he had and followed God.
保罗他可以成为更伟大的学者，他可以更出色的法利赛人，有更高的社会地位。当他被复活的救主抓住以后，被永恒抓住以后，他一生成为复活的见证人。
Paul was a great Pharisee, a lawyer. He could have done great things, but when the eternity of God, when Jesus Christ took a hold of him, he changed his life around.
我知道我们中间很多年轻人还不知道人生要做什么，人生的方向在哪儿也不知道。
With so many young men and women here today that maybe you're still seeking direction in your life, what you want to do in your life.
你的生活当中有许多的选择，今天有许多的选择。
You have so many choices in life.
但你不知道做出一个什么样一个正当的选择。
But you don't know what you want.
但今天把我的上帝的话来触摸你的心，你知道永恒是真实的吗
？I pray that God is touching you today. That
你愿意不愿意为那个永恒而活
？That you be willing
为上帝而活
，for the kingdom of God，
成为福音的见证人
，to become witness for God。
这几天我在读这个 Robert Morrison 他的传记。
I've been reading a biography of Robert Morrison.
Robert Morrison 是第一个去中国传福音的宣教士。
He's the first missionary to go to China.
他1807年到达广州。
1807, he was in Canto.
你知道他在中国的时候，他在英国，他从英国去中国，去英国去中国之前，他学了一点中文。
He went from England to China, and before he went there, he learned a little Chinese.
他在英国的时候，为了要传福音，他预备好自己。他学了这个希伯来文、希腊文、拉丁文、哲学、神学、数学、植物学、医学。
It is Hebrew, Greek, Latin, math. I forgot the rest. Philosophy. As his preparation for China.
Okay. All right. 他不仅有一个说要服侍神的心，他准备自己。
Not only he has a heart for God, but he was also preparing for the mission.
从来没有人说啊，我传福音，我什么都不要读书了。
No one ever says, you know, I'm going to live for Christ. I'm not going to do anything other than, you know, I'm going to quit school and stuff.
在他去中国之前，没有一本完整的中文圣经。
There was really no Chinese Bible before he went to China.
也没有一本完整的中英字典。
Or even a Chinese English dictionary.
到中国以后，你知道他做什么吗？
Do you know what he did when he went to China?
他开始学汉语。
He started learning Chinese.
然后花了很多年的时间，到了1823年。
He spent many years until 1832.
他编辑了出版了一个大词典，叫《华英词典》。
He published the first Chinese English dictionary.
一共六册。
It is about six volumes.
有4595页。
4,590 pages.
这是中国历史上第一本中英字典。
That's the very first Chinese English dictionary.
你说他干嘛干这个事啊？
You think, what is he doing? What is he trying to do?
他到中国当然向人家传福音。
Well, he's supposed to be there to preach the gospel.
他也的确领了很多的聚会。
And he led many meetings.
但他知道要为后人传福音打下根基。
But he knew that he needed to leave a legacy for those behind him.
到中国去传福音，你要学中文。
For those behind him, to go to China, you have to learn Chinese.
你学中文也要有中文字典，中英文对照字典。
If you want to learn Chinese as a foreigner, you need a dictionary.
所以他花了很多年的时间编撰了华英大字典。
So he spent many years, publishing, developing that dictionary.
在同一年，他出版翻译了，把整本圣经翻译成中文。所以在那一年他出版了第一本中国历史上第一本中英文啊中文圣经全本的中文圣经在那一年出版了。
In the same year, that was the first Chinese Bible that was translated.
你知道那时候的新装书有多少卷吗？21卷。
There's 21 books in New Testament?
Not the whole Bible.
The whole Bible, okay.
21st volumes.
21st volumes.
弟兄姐妹，我们的弟兄姐妹，今天你读了圣经，你知道有多少人把一生献在主的面前
？Do you know how many people have given their life to God？
之后，他又编广州话字典。
And then he also published a Cantonese English dictionary。
然后他写很多的圣经注释。
He wrote many books。
他最后死在广州，葬在澳门。
He died in Canto and then was buried.
他的儿子追随父亲的志愿来服侍神。
His son followed his footstep and became a missionary as well.
29岁死在广州，葬在澳门。
Died when he was 29 in China.
当我看 Robert Morrison 传记的时候，我心中强烈的感动。
When I read his biography, something moved me inside.
我们今天为永恒而活。
That we're living for eternity.
我们是基督的福音的见证人吗？
That we're witness, are we witness for Christ?
巴不得我们在座每一个弟兄姐妹明白，使徒们当年在传福音的过程当中，他们对上帝的真理、对复活的永恒有绝对的把握。
When the apostles and disciples were witnessing for Christ, they have assurance and confidence of what they are preaching.
巴不得中央我们的许多灵性的弟兄姐妹知道，你要为什么而活
？Do you know what you're living for? I hope you know.
使徒们第二个传福音的一个很重要的特点，他们是以自由来选择不自由。
The second element in their ministry is that they had the freedom to choose to be persecuted, to be imprisoned.
使徒行传第四章二节到三节。
Act chapter 4.
2 or 3. Chapter 4.
Chapter 4, verse 2 to
3. 那是说，因他们教训百姓，本着耶稣传说死人复活，就很烦恼，于是下手拿住他们，把他们压倒第二天。
So, chapter 4, verse 2 to 3, they were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus Christ, Jesus the resurrection of the dead.They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day.
然后第五章第十七节十八节
，Chapter 5 verse
17-18
17 and 18.
大祭司和他的一切同人，就是撒都该教门的人都起来，满心记恨，就下手拉住使徒收在监里。
Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, filled with jealousy.They arrested the apostles and put them in public jail.
你知道后来那些人抓住彼得、保罗的时候，抓住使徒们的时候，说：“你不要再传福音了，不要再传这个复活的基督了。”保罗、彼得怎么说？顺服神，不顺服人是应当的。
When Peter, was arrested for preaching the gospel, the Pharisee told him, stop preaching the gospel, stop preaching the word of God. And Peter said, judge yourself. Is it better to listen to you or listen to God?
弟兄姐妹，我们知道福音是对人类一个极大的祝福，对我们家庭是一个极大的祝福，对我们每个人的生活是一个极大的祝福。
We know the word of God, the gospel, is a great blessing to our life, to our family, to our work.
你无论看到什么地方有福音在传扬的时候，许多人归为耶稣基督的时候，你发现家庭被改变，整个社会气氛被改变。
Whenever you see the word of God being preached and people turning to Christ, accepting Christ as Lord and Savior, you see their family being changed, community being changed, the nations being changed.
福音不单单是给我们永恒的祝福，给我们今天也带来许多的祝福。
Not only we have the eternal heritage, the kingdom of God, but it also brings blessing in our life today.
但是你知道吗？不是每个人都同意你这样的看见。
But not everyone would agree with what you experience or what you're preaching.
我们有每个基督徒，我们都知道，我们有绝对的 confidence. We have absolute confidence. We know that if we believe in Jesus Christ, Christ will help you to live well. But nobody, not everyone say, yes, this is truth. I want to accept this truth. No.
我们每个基督徒都相信上帝给我们这样一个祝福，上帝让我们生命中有得胜的机会，可是不是所有其他人都会这样看见。
你知道当时《使徒行传》读第二章的时候，
没关系，你
读第二章的时候，圣灵大大的浇灌充满众人，圣灵大大的浇灌是天上的超自然的能力，充满弟兄姐妹。
In Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit filled the church during Pentecost, they were filled with power.
但是你知道吗？不是每个人都说啊，这是上帝的作为。
When they start speaking in tongues, not everyone said that it was the power of God.
有人说啊，这些人是被新酒。
People say they were drunk in wines.
你知道福音是个祝福。
You know that the word of God is a blessing.
但不是每个人都说这是个 blessing.
But not everyone accepts that.
他们会拒绝。
They'll reject you.
他们会嘲笑。
They'll mock you.
甚至会咒骂。有的时候我去看看那些啊、那些网络上面那些讨论福音的内容的那些网页。我发现下面有些非基督徒的朋友，他们留下一些话语，其中有些话语是非常的歹毒。
There's sometimes I would browse the websites and I'll see comments from non-Christians and I realized it was very hurtful what they're saying.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这种情况下，你有没有一个传福音的勇气
？So.When you're being mocked and when you're being discouraged, do you still have that courage to preach the word of God?
你知道啊，使徒们在传福音的时候，人们鞭打他，嘲笑他，囚禁他。
When the apostles and the disciples witnessed for Christ, people mocked them, beat them up, and imprisoned them.
但是你知道，不是说哦，因为你不喜欢啊，哦，你不能接纳我。那就算了吧。
But they didn't give up just because people didn't accept them.
弟兄姐妹，在今天在美国这样的一个社会当中，也不是每个人都非常欢迎你来传福音。
And even in a society as open as the United States, not everyone is welcome to your message.
我们今天传福音在美国不会被砍头的。
You might not be executed in the U.S.
甚至也不大会被囚禁的。
You probably won't be imprisoned.
你知道美国，我们很多人说美国是一个基督教国家，有人说不是。
Some people might even say that the United States is a Christian country.
你知道啊、大概十五六年前，有一个哈佛的有一个教授，叫 Samuel Huntington。我们知道很多人知道他的名字，他以前写过那个《Clash of Civilization》，他名字非常的响。他现在是哈佛的 University Professor， 他。前几年出版了一本书叫 Who We Are, The Challenges to America's National Identity. 那在这本书里面他始终告诉你 America is a Christian country with a secular government.
15-16 years ago, there's a professor in Harvard, his name is
Samuel
Huntington, who wrote a book on Clash of
Civilization.
And now recently he just published another book to challenge to the United States. The book was titled Who We Are. And in his book, he stated that the United States is still claiming to be a Christian nation, but with the secular government.
有些啊，无神论者来到美国以后，他发现呢，美国人在宣誓的时候说 "One nation under God"， 那这些无神论者说："哎，你们这样讲，那我不是让我觉得我像 outsider 吗？"
So, for those foreigners that come into the United States, when you do the pledge, it says "One nation under God," that makes them feel like they're outsiders.
这个 Harvard professor 说 "Yes, you should feel in that way. You are outsider because it's a Christian country. You are by Christians with Christian principles."
And the professor would argue, "Yes, you should feel that you're an outsider because this is a Christian country founded on Christian principles."
你知道我不是在讲美国是不是个基督教国家，不是个基督教国家。我的 point 是说，在美国这样的一个社会当中，你都没有 courage to share the gospel where you can.
I'm not trying to convince you whether the United States is a Christian country or not. The point I'm trying to make is, if you don't even have the courage to share a gospel in a society that's as open as the United States, where else can you share the gospel?
好，我对我们中间灵性的弟兄姐妹来分享。你知道我们现在每个人，我们包括我们中间所有的成人，我们都希望别人尊重我们，别人激励我们。别人帮我们看待自己的朋友，不排斥我们。
I'm speaking to the students, the young people, and even everyone here. We're all looking for acceptance. We're all looking for respect.
有的时候，我们中间有些年轻的弟兄姐妹，跟一个学员在一起的时候，那一群人一听说你讲 Christian， 他就说 I don't like Christian stuff。然后你觉得 I feel rejected， 是不是？
So it's very easy to be in school and then among your friends and they start talking and trying to tell them about God and they're like, we don't really like the Christian stuff and you feel kind of discouraged and you feel like you need that acceptance from them.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道，我们在上帝的眼中，无论是什么样的人，上帝已经接纳我们，上帝也爱我们。无论是什么样的人，耶稣基督为我们死，他接纳我们。我们在上帝的眼中，我们是极为宝贵的。
I want to remind you, even if you're discouraged, I want to remind you that you're children of God. God has accepted you.
但是当你在周围的人在交往的时候，不是每个人都能接受你，每个人都能向你鼓掌，每个人都欢迎你，帮你说 Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Not everyone is going to cheer for you or clap for you when you proclaim that Jesus Christ is your Lord.
所以这个时候在上帝的面前，你说我能不能持守我所信靠的？
Can I still stand firm and keep my faith?
你能不能像使徒们所说，听神的，不听人的是应当的
？Can you be like the disciple that says it is better to listen to God than to man？
你知道啊，在公元107年的时候，当时你们知道主耶稣当年在世上的时候，耶稣不是抱一个小孩子吗？常常去抱到小孩子，是不是？大家还记得这样的圣经的教导吗？
In 107 AD, there's something that happened, and if you remember.That Jesus Christ always loved spending time with kids.
那根据教会的传统说，耶稣所抱的小孩子当中有一个人叫Ignatius， 他后来是成为安提亚的第三人主教。
And based on tradition, there's a person that is a kid that used to know Christ became the third bishop for Antioch Church.
你知道当时在古代的罗马都要强迫人拜假神，特别是强迫人拜皇帝的像，因为皇帝就是神。
In the Roman Empire, they associate the Caesar with God, and they force people to worship Caesar.
伊格拉迪说呢，我不能拜皇帝的像，因为我这儿有耶稣基督。Ignatius.
He said he cannot worship Caesar because his heart is for God.
所以皇帝就判他死刑。所以从安提亚，就一帮人把从安提亚把他带到当时的这个罗马去处决他。
So they brought him to Rome to execute him.
他在一路上，他的心中不是充满了恐惧，他心中充满了赞美。上帝啊，你让我有机会来荣耀你。
His heart was filled with praises because he knew that he can glorify God.
所以他一路上给很多的教会写信，因为他是主教嘛，他给很多他所牧养的教会来写信，鼓励他们要持守正道。
Being a bishop on his way to Rome, he wrote many letters to the church to encourage them to keep their faith.
所以到了107年12月20号。
So in 107 AD, December 20th,
他在罗马被抛入这个狮子斗兽场，然后跟狮子很快就把他撕碎。
He was throwing a gladiator ring and was ripped apart by lions.
后来只剩下几块骨头。
There's only bones left.
当时你知道一批很忠心的弟兄姐妹是从阿提安提亚一道陪着他去这个到罗马去受刑的。这几个人把他的骨头带回到安提亚。
There are brothers and sisters from the Antioch church that went with him, brought the bones back.
他们回来的时候说他被处决的那天晚上，这所有的这些陪着他的这些弟兄姐妹每个人都得到了一个异象。一样的意象。
They were sharing that the night before he was executed, they all received a vision from God.
在 vision 当中，他们看到伊格拉丢站在基督的身边。
They saw that Eglatio was standing in front of God.
如果一个人有 vision, 那可能是 illusion, 也可能。
If only one person had a vision, it could be illusion or delusional.
但是所有的人同时都有这个 vision。
But all of them had the same vision.
所以众弟兄们知道，神悦纳伊格拉丢把自己的身体献上。
So God accepted Eglatios as an offering to God.
我不是鼓励弟兄姐妹今天我为主殉道。
I'm not encouraging you to die for Christ.
我是告诉你们，在传福音的过程当中，也许你不是很 popular， 有些人不会接纳你，有人会拒绝你、嘲笑你，但是像使徒一样。我们为了主的真道，我们持守这个真道，因为这是真的。
But I'm encouraging you to live for Christ, to stand firm in your faith, in the midst of discouragement and mockery.
我以前有一个弟兄，我们是同工，一段时间，我们一起来服侍神。他如今他有三个孩子，大概大孩子现在是在上高中了，还有两个孩子不大上初中，可能是初中差不多。那这个弟兄。他常年在外来传讲福音，他去了一个国家，在那地方传福音的时候非常的艰苦，从乡村到城市培训别人教导别人。
One of my co-workers I've worked with many years now, he has three kids, one is in high school, two are still probably in middle schools, but for a long time he wasbeing a missionary out in the country where he was preaching for Christ from villages to villages and from city to city, discipling Christians.
有些人会嘲笑他，有人会骂他。
People might mock him or scold at him.
你知道为什么吗？
You know why?
他是两个手出了两个拐杖，他的双腿都是残疾的。
He's handicapped. He has to walk with two canes and his legs are...not functional.
每一次我看到他，我心中都是感动。看他的背影，除了双拐，就这么走，上这个台阶都很难。
Every time I saw him, I was moved by him. I mean, he even had a hard time getting up these two steps here.
他不以耶稣基督为羞耻。
He was not ashamed of Jesus Christ.
无论什么环境，他持守正道。
No matter what the situation is, he's firm, he stands firm in his faith.
他成为耶稣基督复活的见证人。
He's a witness for the resurrection of Christ.
使徒们传讲福音的第三个宗旨，我们需要效法的。
A third element in their ministry.
大家跟我一起读圣经啊，在使徒行传第一章。
If we read Acts chapter 1.
第一章是四节。
Verse 14.
来，大家跟我一起读。
Let's read together.
这些人同着几个夫人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒起祷告。再往后面翻，第二章四十六节。
And if you turn to chapter 2, verse 46.
二章四十六节， 他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里、在家中擘饼，成就欢喜诚实的心用饭。我们再往后面读第四章二十三、二十四节。
Turn to chapter four.
四章二十三节、二十四节。
23-24. Chapter four, 23-24.
二人既被释放，就到会友那里，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向神说：“主啊，你造天地海和其中万物的。”好，使徒们传福音，在外面传福音的时候，他们是两个两个的出去传。
When the disciples go out and preach the word of God, they pair up.
但是他们绝对不是孤军在奋战。
They're never a lone ranger working by themselves.
教会总在后面强大、强力的支持他们。
There's always the church supporting them in the back.
为他们祷告。
Praying for them.
教会是同心合意的横起祷告。
They're praying in unity.
弟兄姐妹，传福音只要有两个事，一个是同心合意，一个是祷告。
So the third element in their ministry is prayer and unity.
如果教会啊不能同心合意，他不可能传福音。
You have no unity in the church, we cannot preach the word of God.
如果大家都忙着我要找圣经，每个人都找着圣经，每个人忙着找圣经，不是来研究圣经啊，找圣经来证明我是对的，你是错的，你哪有时间去传福音？
If all you're doing is using the Bible to make a point or to make division to, you know, say you're better than the other person, what time do you have to preach the word of God?
如果每个人都很忙说这帮人这几个人是我同党的，一帮人是我同党的，所以我要赶快得到这个同党的人来支持我，你哪有时间去精力去传福音？
And you're trying to create division, saying that that group belongs to me and trying to win that group as well. What time do you have?
所以没有同心的教会不可能传福音。
If there's no unity but division and conflict, there's no power to witness for Christ.
我们传福音需要一个教会强大的属灵的支持。
To preach the word of God, you need the church together as one body as a support.
彼得在那边传福音被囚禁的时候，众弟兄姐妹跪下来祷告。
When Peter was in prison, all the brothers and sisters got together and got on their knee and started praying for Peter.
到上帝把彼得带回来的时候，彼得敲门。
When the angel of God brought Peter back,Peter knocked on the door.
这是《使徒行传》里面非常幽默的一段经文啊。
It's kind of humorous when you read it.
当彼得敲门的时候，一个使女打开大门，一发现是彼得，他忘了开门，所以转身就走，说告诉彼得在这儿，把彼得关在门外。
So it's kind of humorous how when Peter knocked on the door, they went out, they saw it was Peter, they were so shocked, they forgot to let Peter in, they went back and said, Peter is standing outside.
当圣经他们说当彼得在敲门的时候，弟兄姐妹们正在祷告。
So when Peter was knocking on the door, the Bible tells us that they were praying.
如果你没有时间祷告，
If you don't have time for prayers,
你根本没有时间去传福音。
Then you have no time to preach.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都有个绝症，医不好的病。
We'll have a terminal illness that cannot be healed.
我们每个人只关心自己的事情。
That terminal illness we call sin is because we all look at ourselves only.
我们只关心我们自己身上我们的益处我们的好处。
We only care about what's good for us, what's beneficial for us.
新约上也没有说我们不应该照顾自己的事情。
The Bible tells us that we should, care other people more than that we care for ourselves.
如果一个人只想到自己，他绝对是个自我为中心的人，是个自私的人。自私就是一个不可医治的绝症。
So if we're only focusing on ourselves and what's beneficial for ourselves, we become selfish, and the selfishness is the terminal illness.
你知道啊，就是在祷告当中，我们开始我们不认识真神的时候，我们是一个自我中心的人。等到我们信了耶稣基督以后，我们祷告往往也反映出我们的自私。
Before we knew Christ, we're selfish. But even when we accepted Christ and we started praying, our old self is still revealed that we're still a selfish person, even in our prayer.
但有一天，神灵慢慢引导我们，光照我们，我们开始学会了，不但为自己祷告，我们还学会为别人祷告，为教会祷告。
But as slowly as the Holy Spirit transforms your life, you start praying for others. You start praying for the church. You pray less for yourself.
所以学会祷告实际上是挑战我们的自私。
So learning how to pray is a challenge to our selfishness.
当你像为别人代祷的时候，为教会代祷的时候，为福音代祷的时候，为上帝的国代祷的时候，你内在的空间不断的被扩大。
When you're praying for others, praying for the church, praying for the kingdom of God.
有人说，主啊，你帮助我，让我不要再以自我为中心。
Someone may pray that, Father God, pray that I'm no longer the center of my universe.
让我们从这个祷告开始。
Start with that prayer.
让我们从心中说，主啊，为宣教士祷告，为教会的传福音祷告，为我周围的邻居朋友祷告。
I start praying for the missionary, for my neighbors, for the church.
你的里头装的人越多，你里面的境界就会不断的扩展。
The more people you have filled in your heart, the bigger your heart is.
使徒保罗讲过一句话，保罗说，我为教会和众人挂心的事天天压在我的心上。所以他不断地为众弟兄姐妹代祷，所以保罗为许许多多弟兄姐妹代祷，他里面装满了许许多多弟兄姐妹，所以保罗的胸怀多么的宽广。
You might think that the Apostle Paul has a courageous heart, has a big heartBut it's because the Bible says that he's always praying for the church. He's always being reminded of what God is doing. So he feels so many people inside his heart. That's why his heart is big.
弟兄姐妹，你知道，有的时候我们发现呢，至少是祷告哈，为别人代祷，为教会代祷，为朋友代祷，为周围的人祷告，为同事祷告。那这边是电视，是网络，是 party， 你就哪个更吸引人
？So a lot of times we says.We can either choose to pray for the church, for our coworkers, for our family. But on the other hand, is Sunday night football playing on the TV. You're like, which one do I choose?
我们一般都说这个 TV, 这个电视，这个网络 game, 这个party, 当然是很吸引人。我们会选择这个，是不是？
A lot of time we end up choosing what seems more attractive to us.
我们中间很多年轻的弟兄姐妹，我想你很诚实的。说我们的确是喜欢这一边，对不对
？Yeah, if you're honest, you'll probably say, "Yeah, I like TV, internet."
你知道，当你每天看电视、每天玩电脑网络啊，去参加 party 的时候，这些东西能改变你。
You realize when you invest your time on those things, it doesn't change your life at all.
你知道吗？哈，我不是说这些东西都不是好的，这些东西你可以 enjoy， 但是不能被他们 enslave。那这些东西有的时候，你知道，你玩多了。它会改变你的。
I'm not saying that you can't enjoy these, but do not be enslaved by them, because they can change your life as well.
但是一旦这些东西把你掳掠了以后，捆绑了你以后，你被改变不是越来越像基督。
When you are being enslaved by TV, internet, parties, you do not become like Christ.
你当这些东西纠缠我们、抓住我们的时候。我们不可能把我们自己从自我为中心的环境当中能救拔出来。
You cannot rescue yourself from your selfishness, from your sin.
但是一个人学会为别人代祷的时候，每天哪怕就是为一个人代祷，一个礼拜为一个人代祷，当你这样为别人代祷的时候，你里头的境界会不断的扩展。
But when you start praying for others, start interceding on others' behalf,Your spirit is opened up.
这个代祷能改变你的生命。
Praying on others' behalf, interceding will change your life.
你开始学会怎么关心别人。
You start to learn how to care for others.
你学会怎么想到别人。
How to think about others more highly than yourself.
你慢慢明白你不是这个宇宙的中心。
You realize you're now you're no longer the center of the universe.
许多人需要你祷告来支持他。
There's so many people there in need that could use your prayers.
而且神喜悦我们这样的祷告。
And God is pleased when you start praying.
所以使徒们在传福音的过程当中，教会在聚集为他们祷告。
So when the apostles and disciples are out there preaching the gospel, the church get together and they start praying.
教会同心合意的为他们祷告。
They're praying in unity.
所以弟兄姐妹，在我们在举行宣教这样一个。约的时候，巴不得我们中间每一个弟兄姐妹，无论是年长的还是年轻的，学会为福音祷告，学会为教会的传福音的事工祷告，学会为你周围的弟兄姐妹祷告。
So whether you're young and old, I hope that I can remind you during this mission month that you pray for the church, pray for those around you, pray for your neighbors, your coworkers, your brothers and sisters.
使徒们传福音的最后一点值得我们学习的。
The last element in their ministry.
我想我不再读了，大家可以回去看看第二章四十六节、四十七节。
You can read on your own, Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47.
还有五章四十二节。
And Acts chapter 5, verse 42.
这两段经文是讲到使徒们在两个场合下的敬拜神。
These scriptures talk about where they worship.
一个是在圣殿当中。
The first place, they worship in the temple.
第二个地方是在家中。
Second place, they worship at their home.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在传福音的过程当中，不要忘记了，圣殿是我们见证上帝的地方，家中也是我们见证上帝的地方。
When we start witnessing for Christ, we need to remember we don't just witness in the church, in the temple, but also in our house, where it's a place of worship as well.
你知道彼得、保罗、约翰这些使徒们去圣殿的时候，不需去social，他们去敬拜神。
When Peter and Paul and the apostles they go to the temple, they're not there to party or to socialize, but they're there to worship God.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们聚集在一起敬拜的时候，我们是在见证神，我们在敬拜神的过程当中来见证神。
So when we are gathering here every Sunday, we're not socializing, but we're worshiping God, we're witnessing His glory, His grace, His mercy.
当我们敬拜神的时候，神不在我们中间，我们的敬拜没有什么意义。
So if we're here and we're worshiping and God is not in us, there's no point.
如果我们在敬拜的过程当中，我们心中没有敬畏。
If we're worshiping but we have no reverence in our heart.
我的耳朵没有打开。
My ear shut.
我们的敬拜不会蒙神喜悦。
God is not pleased with such worship.
你知道我们教会的敬拜生活当中，弟兄姐妹明白，如果我们每个人都带着个敬畏神的心，安静的心，敞开的心来敬拜神，神会在我们中间。
If we come with total surrender, with reverence, God is among us.
你知道传福音的时候，我们有一个俗语，我们叫做 presence evangelism。什么叫 presence evangelism？ 就弟兄姐妹，当我们聚在一起敬拜神的时候，心是敞开的，耳朵是敞开的，眼睛是被打开的，我们的整个心专注在神的身上。上帝的灵在我们中间同在，与我们众人同在。所以一些不信的朋友，一些莫道的朋友来我们中间的时候，他知道这个地方有神在他们中间，这是在见证神。
So there's a term called presence evangelism, is when we're totally surrendered to God, that our hearts are alive, our heart is open to God. When people come in, when our friends come in, they see that God is among us, that God's presence is there.
当我们在一起聚集的时候。你读你的报纸，你脑子里想到我赶快结束，到讲短一点啊，讲短一点，我要回去啊，接孩子有事情，我回去还要烧饭啊，我回去还有一个合约要签，我下午还有活动，哎，对不起，这个事情太长太长，你的心已经关闭，耳朵已经关闭了。弟兄姐妹，每个人都是这样的一个光景，教会的敬拜是免得罗讲的，神不会在我们中。
So if you come here and you're reading your newspaper or on your iPad or thinking about what you're going to do this afternoon, all the bills you got to pay, all the contracts you have to sign, all the work that hasn't been done, and you shut your ears and you shut your eyes, shut your hearts, and you're only focusing on yourself, God is not in us.
有的时候到这儿来的时候看看，哎呀，我喜欢谈话的朋友今天不在这儿，太可惜了，要去找他。
Or sometimes you come here and you realize,Your best buddy is not here, and you want to go find him.
我们安静祷告的时间，心仍然不安静，还在讲话。
So even when we're supposed to be quiet down in God's presence, our heart is still thinking about other things. We're not enjoying God's presence.
有些人来聚会就是来听讲道的。
Some people come to the church to listen to a sermon.
他也不是完全听讲道的。
But not all the time.
听讲道是听他所喜欢要讲的道。
They only listen to what they like.
也不是来敬拜的。
They're not here to worship.
我说很多年前我认识一个我有一个同学哈，那时候我在一个地方读书，住一个宿舍里头。我们住一个宿舍，他呢是在 Bid Program 读啊。 他不是一个基督徒啊。我说你为什么不去教会呢？他说我不去教会主要的原因是什么？因为教会那一帮人喜欢呢 entertainment， 他喜欢你讲笑话，哇大笑，然后呢他就来，他们不是来敬拜神，这是他亲口跟我讲。
I had a friend who was not a Christian, and one day I asked him, "Why are you not a Christian? How come you don't go to church?" And my friend answered, "Because whenever I go there, all they do is they joke around. They're making people laugh, but they're not worshiping God."
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在一起，我们是来敬拜神。所以我们传福音，我们要明白一个 presence evangelism， 上帝在我们中间，每个人心都在这，心心相通的时候，上帝的灵在我们中间工作。
So when we witness for God, we desire God's presence, we worship God.
他们不但在圣殿中敬拜神，他们还在家中敬拜神。
Not only do they worship in the temple, they also worship at home.
在家里面，如果在家中也不能敬拜神，到教会来敬拜神，我们缺少了一个东西。
If you're not worshiping God at your home, when you come to the temple, you're missing something.
有人不是讲一句笑话嘲笑这个教会吗？这个也是基督徒们讲出了自己的这个自嘲的话，自己来开自己玩笑的话。他在圣殿呢像只羊，那回家呢像一只狼。
So, some people might joke around saying, when Christians are in the temple, they're like a lamb. When they go back to the house, they're like a wolf.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在上帝的面前，在圣殿当中，我们就是来敬拜神的。回家的时候，主啊，你按照你的道来教导我，在家中也能彰显你的道。
So not only we worship God in the temple, we also worship God at homes.Teaching God's words, following God's commands.
所以在家中，在教会当中，你都是一样的人。
So you are the same person at church and at home.
你都是个福音的见证人。
You're a witness of God. You're a preacher of the gospel.
如果你读这个早期教会，读整个圣经的记载，新约里头，很多的教会是在家里头的。
If you read Acts and the apostles, you realize that the early church they fellowship mostly at homes.
他们把家打开，邀请人进来。
They open up their house and invite people to come and
worship. 哥林流也邀请他的朋友，邀请家人在一起，请彼得来讲道。
They invite Peter to their house.
因为家也是圣殿。
Because how the house is their temple.
因为我们在一起来敬拜神。
Pray that we worship God.
所以我巴不得我们中间的许多弟兄姐妹啊，有的时候把你的家打开，请你的朋友，请你的同事来坐一坐。
It'd be so great if we have brothers and sisters that are willing to open up their house and invite your friends, co-workers, neighbors to come together and worship God.
请他们吃吃饭。
May prepare a meal for them.
跟他们建立友谊。
Build a relationship with them.
在家庭的环境当中来见证基督。
And then you'll be able to witness for Christ at your home.
所以彼得不但使徒们不但在圣经中来见证神的道，在家中也来见证神的道。
So not only they witness at the temple, they also witness for Christ at their home.
巴不得主提醒我们，让我们每个人都成为福音的见证人。
Pray that God will remind us that all of us become a witness for Christ.
就让我们真的是踏着使徒的脚中，成为耶稣基督。
The footsteps of the apostles.
来，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，主，我们谢谢你，让我们成为一个传福音的人。
Father, I thank you for calling us for your good news.
让我们成为耶稣基督的见证人。
That we become witness for Christ.
无论我们是年老的还是年轻的。
Whether we're young or old.
你把智慧赐给我们。
You give us wisdom.
你把胆量赐给我们。
Give us courage.
把属天的把握赐给我们。
Give us a confidence in the kingdom of heaven.
把一个谦卑的心赐给我们。
Give us a humble heart.
把一个祷告的心赐给我们。
Prayerful heart.
把一个敬畏神、敬畏你的心赐给我们
，and help us to adore you and have reverence for you.
让我们真的成为你耶稣基督复活的见证人。
That we truly become the witness for your resurrection.
主啊，你祝福这个教会，使用这个教会来见证你。
Pray that you bless the church and use the church.
也让这个教会中每个弟兄姐妹都成为你福音的见证人。
That all the brothers and sisters become witness for you.
好让你的同在充满我们中间。
That your presence will be filled here.
祷告祈求奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.